cold night? Yeah, well, small town, middle of nowhere. Can't expect the trains to run on time. They leave quite a lot of souls isolated out in the cold. Seldom see a station as empty as this one, though. To see anyone else here, coming on midnight, standing in the cold, spitting rain without even a hood, it's enough to make a girl wonder. Could I convince you to share? What's a man like you doing in a place like this? Guess. Well, Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome, if I were to guess, smartly dressed, neatly done up, all pomp with no circumstance, you've been called away on business. It's important, but you're not interested. Not even close? Then you're romantic. She said she'd meet you, but you've missed her. Or she's missed you. She's late, or you're late. Closer, but not quite. I figured. Your eyes aren't sad enough. Such pretty eyes. So colorful. Yeah, that's right. My eyes are pretty too. So bright, so deep, so red. Just look into my eyes and let everything feel warm and tender. Let your body fade away and your mind shut down. Just relax and let me take control. Now tell me, my dear stranger, why are you here? Looking for someone, aren't we all? Who are you looking for? Pray, yes, that's... What did you just say? No, you said pray. What? You some stalker? Your eyes are so big. I'm sorry. I'll lose myself in the ebony abyss of your eyes. Sorry, sir. It's just that I'm usually the only one looking for prey out this late at night. Well, that's easy. I'm a vamp. No. I'm not anything. I'm just a late night train spotter. Vampire? No, I wasn't going to say that. And you're one to talk, Mr. Look into my glowing red eyes. I did not pull the same thing on you. I just have a very trustworthy face, and you're up to no good. You can't even look me in the eyes. Got you. Look deep. Fall into the well of my eyes. Gaze into the windows of my soul. Tell me, are you a vampire? Oh, trust me, sweetie. You can tell me all your deepest, darkest secrets. You were looking for prey. It's the middle of the night. So what does that make you? damn it. Of all the people for me to bump into when I need to feed, I find another fucking vampire. Yes, I'm a vampire too. Not like there's a point in hiding it now. Well, yes, I did take the umbrella away while I was hypnotizing you. Not like it was bothering you before I got here. It's all dark and brooding. Just how old are you, anyway? What kind of jackass thinks standing around in the rain makes him look more mysterious? It didn't work on me. I only came up to you because I haven't eaten in a fortnight and you were all alone. And I asked you a question. How old are you? 73. Okay, I'm older than you, and that means I get dibs on this town. This is my territory. So you can either skip town by sunup, or I can...
Yes, sir.
I'll hold the umbrella over you again. I know I'm being really bitchy. It's just so hard living all alone. I'm only 52. I'm lying to get you away from my home. The only reason I haven't fed in so long is that I get squeamish about hurting anyone from around here.
Stop that.
Drop into my pools of ruby red and dive deep into my soul. Lose yourself in the ebony abyss of my pupils and gaze deep into my being. Leave my home. Forget me. Forget this place. Oh, yes. You were just agreeing to leave.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
I didn't steal your line. You don't own the phrase Ebony Abyss. Oh, you don't mean any harm? Not the killing type? Look, I'm still not happy about you being here. Humans, they get suspicious enough with one vampire around, especially when their victims get left alive. And multiply that by two, we'll have a witch hunt on our hands. You need to leave. For both our sakes, not just theirs. Cher. I thought you said you weren't the killing type. I can get enough to sustain me out of someone if I don't kill them. The two of us are gonna struggle not to hurt anyone like that. We only do it to people who deserve it. Huh. That's not a horrible idea. We need to talk. Follow me. I'll go back to my place. Just throw your coat anywhere. Take your shoes off. Don't want mud tracked onto the carpet. Take a seat in the living room. You a tea or a coffee guy? Okay. Here you go. sure you'll agree that having something warm to drink works wonders when your body doesn't produce heat anymore. Yeah, I ditched my coat. Turtlenecks are a favorite of mine, even around the house. So your proposal? Yes. Well, I suppose there are some people I didn't get along with. Ones I wouldn't mind picking off the face of the earth. And I'm sure you're the same. Could even look for more people who deserve it. This town has its seedier spots. We could make it a favor to everyone else. Okay, I'm down to give this a go. On one condition. I want to know I can trust you. Why this town? Why are you so determined to stay here? You had family here. They're all gone now? And you'd like to stick with me to have some company? I can appreciate that. Okay. I need to ask something else, though. You seem to have an easier time hypnotizing me than the other way around. I had to go through the whole look into the deep dark of my soul so I may slip into your mind shtick every time. And you just dunked me straight in. And I was doing what you wanted right away. Oh, practice makes perfect. Brilliant. You sound like my dad. You don't have anything else? You'd let me practice on you. If you trust me, gaze into me. Let your mind wander, your thoughts wrapping around one another as you listen to my voice. Feel peace. Learn to obey. Hear my commands. Put your drink on the coffee table. Now, come close to me. I could see you ogling me, my legs, my breasts. Girls didn't dress like this when you were alive, did they? Bring yourself right up close. Here. Let me put a blanket over us. It's so easy for us to get cold. We can stay warm and cozy together. How'd I do? Hell of an icebreaker, right? You seem lonely. I am too. This seemed obvious. I think you want it too, considering that's the easiest hypnotism I've ever pulled off. Why don't you do me? See if you can figure out what I want to do next. I love your eyes. They're so red, so deep, so colorful. They make me feel safe. Like I'd say anything you'd want me to say. Like I'd do anything you'd want me to do.
Yes. I do want to kiss you.
I'm not sure when I stopped being under your influence. I don't know why, but that makes it hotter. I don't know what it is. This whole thing has me fucking tripping. I haven't been with anyone since I was turned. That's 20 years. I'm a little out of practice. But I need this. Yeah, our drinks are going to get cold. I don't care right now. Kiss me again and put your hands down my pants. I can feel how hard you're getting pressed against me. Fuck. Is that all for me? It is all for me. I'll massage it for you. Thank you, sir. You like being called sir? I kinda get it. Like being called daddy. Ooh. He liked that too. I guess you are old enough to be my daddy, huh? Yes, sir. I'm a nasty little slut who likes fucking around with older men. Oh, you didn't need to hypnotize me to say that. Save the hypnosis for the awful shit. Okay, how do you do that? You're getting me to say things without actually prompting me. How? So once you've gotten in someone's head, you can direct them without saying anything? So, you could get me to pull your cock out of your pants, take it in my hand, and jerk you off. You know, I didn't technically agree to that. Oh, of course. That made your cock twitch, you creep. You couldn't have gotten me to do any of that if I hadn't wanted to? No. I haven't stopped. Like you said, I did want to. Amongst other things. Stay nice and hard for me, Daddy. I just want to make you happy. Making you happy makes me happy. Was that you or me? It felt like... fuck it. Just... cuddle into me while I massage your cock. Just put your head back and let me kiss your neck. Relax. Let it all drift away. Just fall backwards. Let me take you up to heaven. I'm gonna bite your daddy. I wanna taste you. Oh my god. It feels like my mind's on fire. It's good for you too, huh? Not the kind of sucking you were expecting. Aren't you close, Daddy? Do you want throat fuck? Yes, sir. To the base. Yes, Daddy. I'll play with your balls with my tongue. I'm back in control. It's nice of you to show me what you like. And you do like it. You're so nice and big for me. All sweaty, dripping with prey. It feels so good to do this after so long. Take just a nice, thick cock. Deep into my throat. I guess you never really forget how, huh? It's so fucking hot when you look into my eyes. I grab my head. You know, I think you would have come by now if you were alive. Mm. Must be that supernatural stamina. You know what? I think I know how to get you closer than Daddy. Why don't you stand up and fuck my skull? See, I have some good ideas too. All right. Go for it. Blood and the smell is making me want to fucking rip it off. It's taking so much effort not to fucking bite. Yeah. Maybe we should stop. I need you to feel what I'm feeling, though. Bite me. Oh, that feels so good. Take all your vampire girl's blood, everything you need. Rushing from me into you, the heat you inspire spreading, the lust, euphoria, as everything pulses and fades and surges and coalesces and it's okay. It's all so much and it's all so right. It's like I can just let my guard down and let you take me. Take me. Bleed me of my thoughts, of my control, of stop. I'm gonna get on top of your cock and ride you. I can't wait any longer. Listen, I don't know whether it's because you're the first vampire I've met who didn't hate me, and it's a mating instinct or some shit, or if the hypnotism's fucking with my head, or if it's because we swapped blood. But I've never been this hot. I need your help. My pussy feels like it's on fire. And I want to fuck you so fucking bad. Yes. Line yourself up and get inside me. Now. Oh, fuck the foreplay. Just do it. Oh. That's it. Up and down. Let my undead pussy rough you up. Faster, faster. I can feel myself clenching around you. It's so fucking intense. What the fuck? I think I can feel my heart beating again. I can hear it. And you're getting so warm. What? And the veins in your cock, I feel like they're actually pulsing. Yes, I gotta keep bouncing up and down. I'm getting so close. I feel so good. Yeah. I know you love it, Daddy. I know you love it. I know you do. I'm falling into your eyes again, drowning in your soul while our bodies rot at each other. I'm lost in the depths of your control. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Daddy. I'll come when you come. I'm all for you. I belong to you. I belong to you. You're a little vampire, mind control whore. Fuck. Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy. You're close. You're so close. And I'm so tight and warm. I'm so tight and warm. I'm so happy to let you control me. I'm tingling all over. Your cock's ramming me so good. Oh, and my brain feels like it's burning up. You're gonna come, and I'm gonna come with you. I'm gonna come. Fuck me. Was that? You brought my accent out. That's not fair. You know how long it took me to... Give me a sec. Yeah? I think I come that hard in my entire life. I figured you hadn't either. Say, I'm just gonna turn myself around, put my head on your chest, okay? A number on me. You know, I think I might have been onto something with that mating instinct thing. I kind of went feral for a minute. Be so nice. There was somewhere I could just go and read up on all this shit to figure it out. But I'll take trial and error if I have to. No, I like it. I was a night owl when I was alive, so I don't miss the sun too much. Seeing all my friends and family wither away at a distance sucked, but I like being super strong. Being able to tell everyone else what to do. Having perfect skin all the time helps too. And hey, with you around, it'll be good. I'll have someone to talk to who isn't brainwashed or suffering from blood loss. Oh, hey, you're the one with his cock resting in between my thighs. Don't pretend this is a bad deal for you. Okay, be that way. I'll massage your head with my fingers. Prove my point. Thick? Is that what they call it now? I mean, I guess I am, but I don't really get modern slang. Is your dick thick? Or are my boobs thick? Actually, yeah, why am I asking you? You're 70. Jesus. I'm fucking a guy who watched the moon landings live. Yeah, let's not make it any weirder. We can skip the fact that you're a cougar. Wait, you guys can't be cougars? I told you I don't get modern slang. I was born in the 70s, dude. I lost track of being in touch around the turn of the millennia, about. No. I picked up daddy from an old boyfriend. He was actually younger than me, so and feels more fitting with you. Yeah. Now that you mention it, I am kind of hungry for actual human blood. As good as it was, your stuff felt more like doing some kind of drug than actually feeding. Oh, wait. I have got an idea. Let me get my phone. There's this jackass
I used to bully my niece when she was in college. One of those types that never grew out of it. He's in some fucking dead-end job working late-night food deliveries. Yeah, I'm ordering a shithead takeout. This whole thing's gonna make the next 100 years much more bearable. You actually want anything? I know we don't need to, but I still enjoy the taste of pineapple pizza. Oh, that's the one thing that you find objectionable about all of this? Tell you what, I'll get you a margarita then. Some vanilla ice cream. And some tap water. Hey, yeah. I'd like to order a pizza. Well, make that two. Actually, can you split the one in half? I want half Hawaiian and the other half just plain margarita. Mm-hmm. And I'd like a...